Hello.
Hey, Russell, it's Forrest. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you just filled out a web form online about your property on Pleasant Drive.
Yeah, somebody called me about it, yes.
Somebody called you about it?
And they filled it out.
Oh, so somebody called you and then gave it
out? Yeah, and then they filled the stuff out, and I guess they said that somebody could call me within 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, have I called you at a bad time?
No, go ahead. What's up?
Oh, well, I just want to, you know, find out what's going on and, you know, see if I can be the solution you're looking for.
Yeah, me and my wife are just thinking about relocating. There's nothing wrong with the house. It's currently occupied by a tenant, but he's thinking about maybe moving. So we don't know if we want to go through the rental stuff again since we're retired now.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought about just selling it because we're thinking about relocating anyway because our mothers are getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And one's in Michigan, one's in Texas, so...
Hmm. Okay. So that's a big decision. You're going to move? Or...
We would sell that one first and sell the one we're living in.
Uh-huh.
I also have 3001 Granby Street in Hopewell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I like Hopewell myself. I've got several rentals there in Colonial Heights, so I get it. But, you know, seasons change. So what kind of time frame is it that the tenant's looking to move out?
Well, I should know something here, probably close to the end of the month, but if we're going to sell it, we'd still be selling it within probably 6 months to a year.
Okay.
With sure, so.
Similar situation with the one on Granby?
It'd be the same situation with the one on Granby, yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So, your timing is about 6 months from now. And you're just...
I'm retired now, but we've been looking for houses and thinking about relocating. We're
mm-hmm.
not positive of what we're going to do yet, but mm-hmm. I think the rental property, we're going to get rid of the rental property first
mm-hmm.
and go from there. But I'm still trying to look into seeing if we're going to get an annual gross income or all that kind of stuff before I start making too many decisions because we've been out of that house for quite a while.
Right, right.
About 14 years we've been out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
And we all roughly, we've had the same renter the whole time, so I know the house ain't tore up.
Mm-hmm.
We owe roughly 70 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, last had it appraised, I appraised it at 80.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting at 280.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what if a cash offer wasn't the best option for you, if that's the price range you're looking for? I also have a realtor license. So, you know, we could, you know, put that hat on and, you know, discuss what a listing look like. I do sell. As an investor, I get, you know, opportunities to, you know, do things like this often. I mean, we have listings all the time that have a tenant in place or, you know, the tenant's leaving in a certain time. So is that something you'd even be interested in?
Yeah, the main thing is we got to figure out where we're wanting to go to, too, because we're wanting to either flip the money into the house we're going to or pay off everything we got here. And when we sell the one in Granby, use all that money for the down payment on our next home because we're trying to not get into a payment. Between the two houses, we should be able to pay cash for one.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like
so
a good
that's
deal.
That's our goal. What's that? Where we're going to move to?
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds like good problems to have. So. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, what do you want? What do you want now? I mean, do you want me to take a look at the properties and you know, kind of let you know if you know if you're thinking it's still realistic? Maybe it's way too low. I mean. You know,
what's the first step? What would we have to do?
I'm driving home right from business at a Crown, but also pardon me if I'm slurring my speech a little bit. But tomorrow I can take a look at this house, and if you wanted to shoot me the Granby property address as well on a text message to this phone number, I can take a look at both of them, and I can just you know give you an idea. And then
I don't know if I can get in a Pleasant Drive one tomorrow.
I'm not looking to get into it. I'm gonna look at it online.
Okay, yeah. You can look them both up. The Granby address is 3001 Granby Street.
3001 Granby Street. Okay.
Granby. Granby.
Yeah. And
I put it out of the garage to this since I moved in here, a white vinyl fence. I put $30,000 on the property since I'm here. 4 years
now,
ago. So
correct. Where do you don't live at the Pleasant One, you live at Granby?
No, my Pleasant One is a rental property.
But you live at Granby.
I live on the Granby address, yes.
Okay. All right. I'm picking it up now. Okay, perfect. So I'll take a look at both of them tomorrow online. You said you're retired, so is there a good time, a better time than another for me?
Yeah, give me I got appointments tomorrow and stuff, so tomorrow, if you want to call me about this time tomorrow night, that'd be fine.
Yeah, 5:30 tomorrow, sure.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. I will talk to you tomorrow at 5:30. Thank you.
All right, thank you, bye.
Have a good night.